Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is next door and down the street. But right now, the nephew is here. We'll get to the strawberry letter in a bit. The nephew is here right now with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here is nappy hair. Nappy hair. The word nappy, it just rings volumes when we say it. Nappy hair. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to get Francis.
This is she.
Hey, Francis. How you doing? My name is Daryl. Daryl. Our kids, they go to together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your daughter's Kaylin, right?
Yes.
Okay. My son is DJ, Daryl Jr. I think I may have met you at the beginning of the school year. You remember meeting me, Daryl? Daryl.
Oh, I met a lot of people, but I'm sorry. I can't place you right now.
Okay. All right. No problem. Hey, listen, I was getting your call. You know, there's only a handful of black kids at the school, you know, being a private school and all. And we, the black parents, we all got together and had a meeting a couple nights ago.
Okay, you said all the black parents. Okay, I wasn't there. Why wasn't I called?
Well, we actually had a meeting about your daughter, Kaylin.
Well, what about Kaylin? Is there a problem at school that she's creating or something I don't even know about? What's going on with?
Well, actually, we feel privileged to be, you know, like I said, there's only a handful of blacks, and we try to carry ourselves in a dignified way, our presence, our attitude, the way we handle ourselves. And, you know, Kaylin's doing very good in school, from what I understand, and very nice with all the rest of the kids. She's getting along. That's not the problem. What we're trying to get is the grooming of Kaylin. You know, Kaylin has these braids, and what we were trying to do is give, you know, we had a meeting about it.
Hold up. Did you just say her grooming? Something wrong with her grooming?
Well, it's not necessarily her clothing. Of course, you know, the kids wear the uniforms. But the braids, you know, we want to represent ourselves with a lot of dignity, the way we carry ourselves. We want to be, you know, pretty much nice and clean, spit and polish. We would really prefer if her hair was straight and opposed to being braided up, you know?
Wait a minute.
I mean, that kind of gives off a ghetto type of look to it. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
are you crazy? Is something wrong with you? You won't, first of all, how the hell you get my number? If you couldn't call me for the meeting, why are you calling me now?
Well, like I said, ma'am, the meeting was to get the general consensus on where all the parents feeling the same way about your daughter and her braids. You know, we're just trying to keep everything classy at when it comes to the blacks that attend the school. There's only 10 of us, you know, 10 children attending.
I tell you what you can attend. What you can attend to is this phone hanging up in your face. You tell the parents, all of them for me, y'all can go straight and hit rock bottom out of hell talking about my child and her braids. Her braids are ethnic. They are nice. She is well-groomed. And I don't know how in the hell you got my telephone number, but tell all the parents for me to kiss the crack of my you-know-what.
Listen, first of all, I don't like the way that you're talking to me, okay? I carry myself with class, with dignity. I'm spitting polish, ma'am.
I wanted to call and talk to you like two adults, the subject of, you know,
you're
not even calling me.
You're acting just as ghetto as her hairstyle.
Let me say something real ghetto to your okay? You and all the parents can hit rock bottom out of hell. Don't call me no more with no like this. This is ignorant. I'm far beyond this. My child is well-groomed. She is going to go to that school. As a matter of fact, as much money as it costs to go to that school, y'all should have been meeting on how we can get together and pay the tuition. How about that?
Are you trying to sit here and tell me that you got a problem taking her braids down and wearing her hair straight so she can look a lot more classy than what she looks right now? It's a pathetic look that she's having right now.
You know what? What's your hair look like? Take a picture of your self and send it to me. Text it to me. Since you get folks' phone numbers and give it to you, take a picture of your self and text it to me. I bet you look like who would have thought it. My daughter's braids are going to stay up for the rest of the year. As a matter of fact, we ain't going to rebraid it. It's going to stay that way so it can be matted and represent. That's what we're going to do.
Francis, listen, I don't want to argue. I just wanted to call and see if we could actually, you know, come to a medium on this. Do you think that there's a possibility that, I mean, when I'm picking up DJ tomorrow after school, would it be all right if I picked up little Kaylin and brought her home and let my wife do her hair?
Please, I wish the you would pick my daughter up and...
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy!
He did! Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me!
Bet you can't catch me. I'm going to catch you!
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
See what the hell I do. I'm going to call my husband and tell him to come over your house and whoop your after he braids your ass. I wish you would pick up my daughter. I'll call the police on. As a matter of fact, you're going to have to call the police on me and my husband. Do it and see what happens.
Ma'am, I'm just trying to get some class here. That's all we're wanting. We're not wanting to fight with you. It's just the blacks here at we think that we want a little bit more classy look of the way we are groomed. That's the only thing we're looking for.
Only person who's going to be taking the class is when we get to whoop, you're going to be taking the class. How about that? I can't stand a like you. Y'all get $5 and one penny in your pocket and think you're better than every else. You forget where you came from. As a matter of fact, what's your name? Because I'm calling the principal on your a day. Give me your name and Mr. Who? What's your name?
That's not really what my name is.
Well, that's what told me when you first called me. What is your real name?
My real name is Tommy.
Tommy.
No, my last name either.
Well, what the hell is your name? Do you know?
My name is Tommy, nephew Tommy. From the Steve Harvey Morning Show, your husband Keith got me to prank phone call you.
I be. Oh my God, Keith put your to this. You got me ready to click your the PTA, the L school, and everybody else. I tell you what, Keith eat out for the rest of the week for putting this on me.
He told me, he said, man, he said, it don't take but about 2.5 minutes for my wife to go off. He said, it don't take but 2.5. He said, and
oh
I promise
God.
You. You all right? Oh, baby, calm down, baby. Let me ask you something. I got one more thing to ask you. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Wait.
Did I make y'all proud? That's all I want to know. Did I make you proud?
Tell us how proud you are yourself first.
That's what you enjoy.
Oh, you want to know?
Hell
man,
yeah.
I am elated about what I do and who I am and what I bring to this. What I bring to the table? You know what, I'm amazing, man. I am really, truly I'm a talent that you can't get this everywhere. I am outstanding. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Can't get it everywhere is the key.
You can't get it anywhere. This is what I do, baby. I mean, I am what I am. I am who I am. I'm a phenomenon. That's what I am. I'm a phenomenon.
Shock yourself.
No.
Something like the phenomenon.
No.
I'm a phenomenon.
No. Pokemon.
All right, the nephew, I got a golf tournament. It's coming up. It's going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. You don't want to miss it. This is my foundation, Miles is giving. This is where we give back to wounded veterans. Friday, Troy Mullins is going to put on a clinic with the youth. It will be at the English Turn Golf Club from 9 to 11. If you got some youngsters that think they want to play golf, you want to introduce them to golf, Troy Mullins is putting on a clinic from 9 to 11. And then guess what? I also got an Amazon career fair. That's right. Hosted by the military, my military troops at the VFW post 8973. That is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You do not want to miss it. You can get a job. If you are looking for a job, you can get it. Matter of fact, I ain't got enough time. Go to milesofgiving.org, milesofgiving.org, and find out about my weekend in New Orleans, Louisiana. That is June 24th through the 27th. Shirley?
All right, congratulations, nephew. Up next, today's Strawberry Letter, the subject next door and down the street. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.